From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council approved a resolution condemning Israel's practice of establishing settlements on Palestinian territory. The resolution, passed Friday, calls on Israel to immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. In a change from policy, the United States abstained from voting rather than vetoing the measure. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said the abstention was because the United States had reservations about the resolution's text.
It is because this forum too often continues to be biased against Israel, because there are important issues that are not sufficiently addressed in this resolution, and because the United States does not agree with every word in this text, that the United States did not vote in favor of the resolution.
A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Israel rejects what it called the shameful anti-Israel resolution at the UN and will not abide by its terms. The statement blamed President Barack Obama for failing to protect Israel against what it called this gang up at the UN. An Islamic State linked video released Friday purportedly shows the suspect in Monday's deadly attack on a German Christmas market calling for more attacks in Europe. Investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Anis Amri, who was fatally shot earlier Friday by police in Milan, Italy, received help from a network of supporters. German federal prosecutor Peter Frank said in Berlin that fingerprints confirmed that Amri was the suspect in the attack that killed 12 people and injured 56 others. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Malta's prime minister says that two Libyan men who hijacked a plane and diverted it to Malta had a hand grenade and a pistol on them and a second pistol in the aircraft that was found by Maltese soldiers. Joseph Muscat said that the hijackers eventually surrendered peacefully without making any conditions after the Maltese government insisted that all passengers had to be released.
Two hijackers have been detained in custody and interrogations are ongoing. The rest of the crew and passengers are also being questioned to ascertain events.
Muscat said that once authorities had completed their interrogations, passengers would be put on another Libyan aircraft and returned to Libya. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has passed along what he called a very nice letter that was sent by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The letter notes that serious global and regional challenges show that the relations between Russia and the United States remain an important factor in ensuring stability and security in the modern world. The letter, which the Trump transition team describes as an unofficial translation, is dated December 15th. The text was sent as an attachment to a statement from Trump's team on Friday. Trump said in response that Putin's thoughts are so correct, adding that he hopes both sides are able to live up to these thoughts and we do not have to travel an alternate path. The exchange comes on the heels of comments by both Trump and Putin about the need to strengthen their country's nuclear arsenals. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says that at least 5,000 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea this year. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says many people perished because their boats were not seaworthy.
These rafts are not meant to make the whole crossing to Italy, and the smugglers just simply rely on rescuers coming and save people. And in most cases, rescuers do that, and they have saved hundreds of thousands of people this year. But unfortunately, in some cases, they come too late and people die.
The UNHCR said around 100 people are missing and feared dead after two migrant boats sank off the coast of Italy Thursday. Italian ships rescued 250 people, but officials say others died before the rescuers could reach them. U.S. stocks posted modest gains in thin trading before the Christmas holiday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up just 0.07%. The S&P edged up 0.13%. European markets were mixed. Asian markets finished trading lower. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.